The International Franchise Association and Social Geek Radio present MITPOD, the Marketing, Innovation, Technology Podcast. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere, and I'll be serving as the Master of Ceremonies this October at the Marketing, Innovation, Technology Conference, MITCON, in Austin, Texas, October 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Until then, every week, we'll be chatting with some thought leaders who are speaking at MITCON. And we've got a couple of great guests today who are doing a panel on gamification at MITCON. First up, it's our old friend Sam Cayucci of One Huddle. Welcome back, Sam.
Thanks for having me, Jack.
Glad you're here. And also welcome to your co-panelist. It's Hagop Giragosian from The Doghouse. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, Jack.
I want to hear all about your panel and give us a little preview of that. But first, Sam, give us a bit of an update on what you're up to these days at One Huddle since the last time you were on the show.
Yeah, it's been a wild year at One Huddle. I think last time we spoke, it was right around after the convention time at IFA.
And yeah,
I think a few big things for us. We've continued to expand our product, have a ton of new features rolled out for specifically restaurant and retail brands. Sort of a big push for us has been, how to use games to onboard and upskill people beyond just management and leadership, but also a way to more quickly get everybody across the franchise business onboarded, excited, and sticking around long term. So we're really excited about a lot of big product releases and excited about a lot of new brands we started working with specifically in franchising, like the guys at Doghouse.
And I think since the last time you've spoken with us here on the show, you've probably traveled about a billion miles. I've been following your business travel on social. And if you're not following Sam, everyone please do, because he has some interesting commentary on the state of business travel and employee engagement out in the field.
Yes, it's funny when you look around, Jack. There's, I think there's opportunities everywhere for businesses to find ways to get all their people better skilled and more ready. And we launched with brands in South Africa. We just launched with some brands in the Middle East. And most recently, we launched with some pretty cool brands in the Caribbean. So moving pretty quickly.
Very cool. And Hagop, tell us about the Doghouse brand.
Doghouse was founded by my two partners and myself in 2010. It's a hot dog, sausage, hamburger, fast casual concept. We have a standard Doghouse smaller footprint, and then we have the Doghouse Beer Garden, which is the identical menu, just in a bar atmosphere. We have 35 units open, and we're having a strong year. And next year looks like it's going to be our best one ever.
That's awesome. And by the way, I just like the name. It's so rare when a new brand that I'm not familiar with comes around and I see it and I can't guess what it is. Your brand says exactly what you guys do. And it's a really cool concept.
Thank you. I mean, it's one of those things where we think back and we're like, wow, that was probably the least creative name we could have thought of. And yet it's absolutely perfect for what we do. And it was available somehow. So we really kind of fell into it. I mean, I remember when my two partners and I were sitting around having drinks and trying to figure out the name of, we had decided concept before name, and we threw out a million different names. And I remember at the end of the night when we finally were like, what about Doghouse? And still to this day, I can't believe we have it.
Now it absolutely is perfect. It's simple. Yeah. Says what you guys do, and like you said, it was available, which is very important these days too.
Which is shocking.
Let's talk a little bit about MITCON. You guys are doing a panel, I believe, on the Friday of MITCON about gamification. Tell us who's on the panel and what are you guys going to be talking about?
Yeah, so the panel, Jack, is going to have it's going to be myself and Hago, and you know, I'm really excited about the panel. You know, I think that one of the things that has been really fun for us working together, and how this has been such a, you know, such a great fit, relationship wise, is, you know, the guys at Doghouse, I mean, they talk about a brand that is cool, is moving fast, is, you know, leaning into tech all around the place. And, you know, I think at a time when we're all growing and the franchise business model is growing, it's super refreshing to see brands who, you know, aren't just going to say they're innovative and not then not act it. You know, these guys, you know, and I think that where Hagop's going to hopefully be able to share a lot on all fronts is all across the business, how they're using technology, gaming, you know, as a part of our assistance with what they've done, has been really just focused on, you know, getting new franchisees onboarded quicker. And then, you know, you're talking about the Doghouse brand name, but we're going to explore, you know, I mean, these guys have probably the coolest names of their menu items. We had more fun when we worked with Doghouse building out, you know, games on every item. I mean, I think I forget, one of them is like Cocky Balboa. If you're an Italian out there, you probably want that. They have one called Fonz. And, you know, our game design team here at 1-0 had more fun building out their menu into a bunch of games to train, you know, all of their employees. You know, so I think that the fun factor and how they approach something like training and development that we all struggle with is a really cool case study that people want to learn from.
Yeah, it's interesting because when we were faced with, you know, we became a franchise a few years into being the Doghouse, and as you start trying to teach people your culture, it starts getting really challenging when you're just doing it through pen and paper, and you're standing in front of a group of people and you're trying to explain to them what you are. And it gets a lot more difficult when you're growing, you know, at the size that we're growing and at the speed that we're growing. And I remember when we're looking around, trying to figure out a way to improve our training, improve our communication, find a way to transfer culture. And I ran into one huddle when I remember telling my partners, I was like, I cannot understand how there's going to be any other way to do things than this way. Like it just stopped, everything else stopped making sense. And this is the only thing that made sense to me, because we're now connecting to, you know, we're connecting to people in our brand that we will never have an opportunity to connect to. They're winning games. They're having fun. They're communicating with everybody in our company and everybody throughout the company. And at the same time, they're learning more, doing a better job at their, you know, at their job, making a better environment for our franchisee, and in turn making a better business. So it was like all of these things somehow wrapped into playing a funny game about, you know, why we have the Fonz on our menu or why the Hangover is such a popular item. And yet, you know, you find a way to make learning fun. And it's unbelievable. I'm still blown away by it.
Fun. What a concept. You know, it's right? Amazing to me that no one has jumped into this as deep as you guys all have. We tend to think about innovation and technology, especially in businesses like restaurants. We think of that as, you know, menus and websites and Google ad searches and things like that. And nobody's really looked at training in the past 40 years since the invention of the, you know, paper training manual. And obviously right. That was not a fun document to read or write, I'm sure. So it's, you know, you guys seem to be way ahead of the curve. And I think having you guys talk about this at MITCON is perfect, because like I said, so many people think about technology and they only think that that's, you know, a company's website or maybe, you know, a POS system or something like that. So getting into expanding into other areas like training, I think that that's just such a great fit for MITCON. Do either of you guys have any, you know, have any like kind of goals or things you really want to accomplish with this presentation at MITCON? Obviously, you want to spread the word a little bit about your businesses, but are there any other conversations or questions or things like that that you're hoping to get this year at this very cool event?
I think we have an awesome opportunity, Hagop, to really challenge this audience. You know, I think as I think about, you know, when we submitted the topic to talk about using games to rethink how we prepare the most important people and the most important part of any business, which is its people, not the brand, not the menu. It's the people that drive it. You know, I think about that. I just think there's so much opportunity. There's so many businesses out there that are doing so many great things, but they, training just becomes this check, this check a box, this print the manual, this easy thing to do. And I know for me, I think it's an awesome opportunity to want to challenge the group to think a little different. We'll probably offend a few people in the room, which I think is okay. So if that's not for you, you should probably stay away. But I think we both
have full authority to offend, my friend. I think that's a necessity this year. We're in Austin, Texas. Come on.
Exactly. We got it. Yeah, we're gonna probably speak some truth. But I think it all comes back to the fact that we live in a different time where business moves really fast. Our people need to move just as fast. And we have an awesome opportunity to use technology to do that.
Yeah. And the speed of the way this transfers information, it just kind of strips away all the parts of it that are just not important. And you really get down to enjoying yourself. And like Sam was saying, we could spend all the time in the world trying to make great food. And the truth is that it's the most important part of eating at a restaurant is the experience you're going to have. And how can we make sure that everybody is enjoying themselves as much as they can? And it's really funny that this entire process that is fun and enjoyable results in a better environment. I'm really excited to talk about it because I'm extremely passionate about it. I mean, it's made a huge impact in our business. It's changed the way we've connected to, staff. I think we've had the best openings we've ever had since One Huddle's been on. We've had the best training. We've had everybody's a lot more informed. I think at our last opening, before we even opened the doors to sell a single hot dog, there was 2,000 games had been played.
Wow.
That's just unbelievable that we just did that. Like 2,000 games that this is at such a different level. And it was enjoyable. It wasn't boring. It wasn't sitting down and filling out, taking a test on a piece of paper. Like, you start getting competitive. You want to do better. When we had our first company-wide tournament, one of the guys at the stores, the guy that won, we had a four-week tournament. Every week was a brand-new tournament, and every week there was a new winner, except for the last 3 weeks of this four-week one, the same guy won because he was like, he had so much fun with it, and he took it so seriously. And I was like, that's amazing. The reward that he got was great. B, he learned more than he could have ever learned doing anything else. And C, we now have a store that's got, incredible eyes on it by our staff. And it's just been so fun and different that I'm excited to talk about it. I think it's going to unlock the box to a lot of different things that are important in a restaurant. Like you're saying, Jack, like technology gets looked at in a different way. I don't think anybody that knows me ever would have thought that technology was going to be the thing that I would embrace, but I think it's 100%. I'm sure a lot of people would call me technologically challenged, but that's the part of One Huddle. It's just easy and it's fun. And it's changing my opinion on the way things are done. We've been changing the way we need a franchisee. We're going to use One Huddle to see, learn more about them before they even become a franchisee. We're going to learn more about how we train them to become franchisees. We're going to train their staff. We're going to train our own staff. We've been having, contests in the office every day. And now we have the marketing department and the design and construction department. Now everybody knows that, we're crossing information at a much faster rate than we ever were before. And it's remarkable. And so I think the conference will be a really fun time for Sam and I to sit down and talk about those things and the impacts they've had.
Absolutely. And you know what keeps coming back to me too is every conversation I have with the CEO or the COO of a franchise system, especially in the restaurant space, the biggest challenge right now seems to be staffing, right? They're struggling to find enough people to do a great job at all of the locations. And it seems to me that having some fun using this technology, making it a game, making it competitive, you're going to blow away those other employers out there on the local level who are not making it fun. They're making it work from day one. They're making it tedious from day one. And those folks are going to move from one job to another that pays the same amount, minimum wage or whatever it happens to be in whatever state. But I think, you know, what you guys are doing is you're opening it up to, you know, maybe some different employees for each location who might be interested in more than just somebody who's, you know, checking a box here and there. And I think also, I'm sure, Sammy, maybe you can speak to this. There's got to be a better retention rate for franchisees who do interesting, engaging things like this than people who don't. Do you have any data on that yet?
So after doing this for 3 years, we found it. Employees during onboarding forget 70% of what they learn within just 3 days.
Oh, wow.
But think about like knowledge retention. You know, I'm sure nobody that's listening to this podcast has ever crammed for a test before. But the fact of the matter is, you know, just you think about how much it's, and you spread that out, it's actually 87% over 30 days. So if you go through a training 30 days later, we retest you on it. It's a big Harvard Business Review backed study. They found that you sit through a live classroom training along with online learning modules, 87% of it will be forgotten. And, you know, I think a big part of this talk that we'll be sharing on is, this isn't just central to a single product. This is a strategy or a concept that comes top down. It doesn't just come from the learning or the training person. It comes from, you know, a guy like Hagop or the CEO in a brand who raises their hand and says, you know, we have to find ways to make work more exciting, mm-hmm. more fun, more connected. And I think this is where you can use the power of games even without using a single product. And I think that's another goal, as I think about goals, is to share with everybody that even if you're maybe you're an emerging, you don't have a lot of resources and you're just trying to figure out how do you do this with the back of the napkin. And we're going to share some of those ideas with people because if you prescribe for the other side of the other side of the market that might think that just getting training done and, you know, it's a check the box thing, I would argue that those are the brands that, you know, I hope people aren't investing too much in because the reality is they're going to be left behind as technology continues to expand and move even more rapidly in the next few years.
Well, yeah. And for us, I think one of the things that's most interesting is everything that we're talking about really revolves around, you know, the most important thing in the business, which is the people. And how many people do we know that don't enjoy their jobs and therefore it affects their lives, right? You wake up in the morning unhappy, you go to work, you underperform, you leave work, you're stressed about it, you didn't like it. It affects your relationships, affects the way you do anything. Everybody you come in contact with. And I know it seems like this is it solves everything, but if you can make an employee have more fun learning, therefore be better at their job and causing them to have less anxiety, less stress, all the things that come with doing a job, if you can make that easier for them and you can make it in the same process, make it enjoyable, they're going to like their job more. They're going to wake up happier. They're going to go home happier. They're going to connect with people better. I mean, I truly believe in that. I truly believe a good job is life changing. Mm-hmm. And I believe that it's our responsibility to create an environment for them to have that opportunity. So we talk about all the time, right? Minimum wage in Pasadena is $13.50. Like, it is really high, but is it $13.50? Is it $14.50? What is the price that it takes to get a good employee?
Yeah.
And the truth is, I think it's the job. I think it's what you do in the job. It's how you prepare them for their job, how you treat them throughout their job. And One Huddle is a huge component because we're now in their hands we're connecting to them directly. You know, you could send messages to them. You could have fun with them. And all of this somehow disguises the learning process into a way that allows them to have a better opportunity. And I think that's a really, really remarkable thing where we're hopefully going to change the way, and at least at Doghouse, the way employees view their time spent here. And hopefully that is a very long time.
A very long time. And who knows, maybe whoever's getting the top score this week or this year, 4 or 5 years from now, that could be a franchisee, right?
Oh my God. Can you imagine? I mean, when we first became a franchise, I remember talking to my partners and we were saying like, how great would it be if one of our employees became a franchisee? Like
yeah.
That would be unbelievable. And that just happened 2 months ago. That was,
good for you.
Really proud day. Yeah. Thank you. But how proud would I be if somebody, you know, in Bethesda, Maryland, that's our furthest store, the guy that got hired to do, you know, grill burgers or work the register or the girl who got hired to, you know, manage the restaurant, what, any of these things that they started off doing. And they were just so good at their job because we took that part so seriously that they grew into a business owner. And that business owner, hopefully that business ownership created a different lifestyle for them that maybe they wouldn't have had otherwise. I think those are all part, it's all a big part of it. And One Huddle is honestly, I think it's the coolest thing that Doghouse has done in 2019. And I'd be impressed to see if we could find something cooler to do in 2020. But I mean, Sam and their team have been such an easy connection for us. It's been such an easy fit that I'm really excited to see how we grow together and the different things we do.
Excellent. And I can't wait to hear more on that at MITCon. But guys, before we wrap up, Sam, I want to ask you real quick about next week's Franchise Action Network meeting with the IFA in Washington, D.C. I know One Huddle's been a big part of that. Are you going to be helping me navigate Capitol Hill again this year?
Yes, we are. We're going to help you take the hill. We're really excited for all those out there that are going to be coming to D.C. If you're not, you should figure out a way to make sure you get there. Super important year, some super important topics that affect all of us in the franchising community. Fan in D.C., we have worked alongside the team at IFA to build a series of games to prepare you to take the hill, talk to your members of Congress. Some do's and don'ts. Don'ts are important. Some do's and don'ts along the way as well. And there might be some prize, you know, some big leaderboards and contests the week of fans. So we're excited. Everything you need to know to take the hill is going to be on our platform for attendees.
Excellent. I look forward to seeing that next week. And I look forward to seeing both of you this October at MITCon in Austin, Texas. Until then, Hagop, give us a place where we can reach out to you with more questions or to learn more about Doghouse.
You could find me on LinkedIn. You could email me at Hagop, H-A-G-O-P, at doghouse.com. Or you could just go to our site and go to franchising.
Excellent.
And any one of those will work.
And Sam, where can we reach you at One Huddle to learn more?
Sure. If you need to find us at One Huddle, you can catch us online at the number one huddle, like a football huddle, .co. And you can also find me on LinkedIn or shoot me an email if you want to check out a demo for a franchise brand at sam@onehuddle.co.
Excellent. Guys, thanks so much for joining us here on MITPod today, and we look forward to seeing you soon at MITCon.
Thank you, Jack.
And to everyone out there, make sure you register now for MITCon. It's October 23rd, 24th, and 25th in Austin, Texas. Details and registration are open now at franchise.org/events/MITCon. And thanks to all of our MITCon sponsors, including Kigo, Cubo, RevLocal, Scorpion, and Social Joey. Thanks for listening to MITPod, the Marketing Innovation Technology Podcast, copyright 2019, Social Geek Enterprises, Inc.